Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agned West. And day five of our eggplant recipes. Once again, I'm coming at you from Quail Park here in beautiful Visalia, California. And last week, we talked about sauces. Everybody remembers the bechamel. I hope you remembered the bechamel because today's recipe involves the bechamel. If not, you can always go to www.agnetwest.com and go to past shows and you can look up the recipe for the bechamel, or you can check out my Facebook at Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef, and I have the recipes as well on there. Also, we got cooking classes starting up in September, so if anybody is interested, you can send me an email from my website, www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com, or just Google The Untamed Chef, and there's a couple hundred thousand things with my name on them, so it's real easy to access me. No excuses. This is my recipe for eggplant bison moussaka. So what we're going to do first is we're going to take the eggplant, and I want 3 cups of eggplant. We're going to go ahead and we're going to cook that. And I want these eggplant not only to be diced thin, but I want them to be diced as small as we can as well, because this is a baked dish. We're going to go ahead and we're going to saute that with 3 red potatoes that are going to be cut in half and then sliced really, really thin. We want them to look like little half-broken potato chips. And I'm going to go ahead and mix that all together. I'm going to add in 1/2 of a Spanish onion that we're going to julienne, which is a nice thin slice. I'm going to add in 1 tablespoon of garlic. I'm going to add in 1, you know what, let's go ahead and make it 2 cups of ground bison. We're going to season to taste always with salt and pepper, because you guys all have a different preference on how you like your seasoning. Once we season that, I'm going to go ahead and add in 1 cup of tomato sauce. And you can make the tomato sauce from a sauce tomate like we learned last week, or you could just make the tomato sauce a simple way and you can take it right out of a can, because we're still going to jazz it up. We're going to go ahead and add to that 1 can of tomato sauce some salt and pepper. Use more pepper than salt for the adding of the tomato sauce, because the pepper will not only bring out the flavor of the tomato sauce better, but it'll also add that little bit of spice we need to have at the back end of this to make this really, really great. The next thing we're going to go ahead and do is add in 2 tablespoons of sugar. We're going to mix this all together. We're going to top with Parmesan cheese. Parmesan, I'll let you do your own preference. Personally, though, for every cup of bison we're using, I'm going to go ahead and add 1 handful. So 2 handfuls of Parmesan cheese. Put this in a nice earthenware baking dish. Go ahead and put that in the oven. Bake at 400 degrees for 21 minutes and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.